can you tell us a little bit about the building that your studio is in? Because you have quite a few musical neighbours as well.
Yes, I do. Well, Mark Ronson was on the ground floor. He's not anymore. He's left to go to be a superstar in Los Angeles. And who else have we got? We've got Benji B, who's a big radio producer downstairs. Shy FX, who's next door to me. It's actually Temper Trap Studio that I rent. I rented it off of them.
Temper Trap?
And, yeah.
Sweet Dispositions Temper Trap.
Yeah. And then who else have I got? We've got Sub Focus. Chase and Status are downstairs as well. We're right next to Beats, you know, the new Apple radio thing. So it's a big complex. There's loads of people about. It's pretty cool.
Does anyone pop by for a tea or anything, or do you kind of get your nose in other people's studios?
No, my studio is the coolest studio because I let people smoke in my studio, so everybody's just is always hanging out in my studio. They pretend they're coming to have a little chat, but then they're just like, mm-hmm, I'm going to smoke here.
You were mentioning before that this album is quite introspective in a way. Do you find it challenging giving out kind of these very personal insights?
Well, I do, definitely. But I think I'm in a bit of a unique situation. You know, not so much over in Australia, but certainly here, you know, the intimate details of my life are sort of, you know, pried into and, you know, a narrative is written. So I guess that's what this record is about a little bit, is me sort of like reclaiming that narrative and giving people a real version of events as opposed to guest stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had to do that just the other day. We were seeing it was a pretty incredible and impressive move, a very bold one for sure. Some internet trolls are posting upskirt photos of you, which is obviously illegal, and you reappropriated them into promo for your album. How did you feel when you saw that?
I don't, you know, I've got beautiful genitals, so I'm not... I didn't feel anything other than pride, but I think what was annoying was that somebody was like trying to use that image to shame me or belittle me.
You've got some really fun people that join you on this album. We've just played Trigger Bang before. It's got some features like, you know, Giggs is popping up on there, Burner Boy, Lady Chan, some real sort of grime and dancehall vibe on there as well. Why did you want to get those people in on your album?
I didn't actually want to get those people in on my album. Like, they're just people that I have relationships with, you know. Giggs is a really close friend of mine, and Burner Boy messaged, well, actually I messaged him on Twitter and said that I really liked the song of his, and, you know, if he was ever in London, then he should drop by the studio, which he did. So never really, like, intended to, like, you know, get people on board for collaborations, but I'm really into just, you know, creating a fun environment to work in the studio with.
We did see something on Twitter that got us a little bit excited, got Aussie Twitter very excited, which was an exchange between you and two Australian artists, Amy Shark and Japanese Wallpaper, and people were trying to encourage a collaboration between the three of you. Are you aware of those guys? You know their music? Would a collaboration be?
Yeah, I didn't know their music before they started following me and messaging me, and I've checked it all out now, and yeah, I've seen the tweets that you're alluding to, and I guess maybe when I'm over there later on in the year, then we can try and make that happen. That would be, it'd be fun.
Awesome. Well, Lillian, what are you coming out for later in the year?
Just to do some shopping.
Got some UGG boots you need to pick up.
And things.
Great. Well, we'll make sure the shops are open.
Okay, thanks.